Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and Germany have spoken out concerning the recent conviction and sentencing of two Chinese human rights activists. In a joint statement, the embassies of Germany and the United States said they are deeply disappointed that Chinese human rights defender and blogger Wu Gan and Chinese attorney Xie Yang have been convicted on vague charges of subverting state power and that Wu has been sentenced to 8 years in prison. We call on the Chinese authorities to release Wu immediately, the statement continued. As Xie has been exempted from punishment, we urge China to allow Xie to resume his professional activities without preconditions and be free of any restrictions. The joint statement noted that for many years, Xie Yang has helped fellow Chinese citizens defend their rights under Chinese law. He was among those lawyers and other rights defenders, including Wu Gan, targeted by Chinese authorities in the so-called 709 crackdown that began in July 2015. Wu was held in pretrial detention for more than 2 years and denied access to independent legal counsel until December 9, 2016. Xie was held incommunicado for 6 months before being charged, then was jailed for 18 months longer before appearing at an unannounced trial in May. During the trial, Xie read a scripted confession that directly contradicted his previous signed statement describing how he was treated while in detention. The court appointed an attorney to represent Xie and barred him from choosing his own counsel after authorities detained his original attorney in May 2017. In light of the allegations of serious mistreatment of Wu Gan and Xie Yang while in detention and Xie's public confession on state media, the joint statement read, we call on the Chinese authorities to adhere to procedures established by law and respect China's international human rights obligations and commitments. We urge Chinese authorities to view lawyers and rights defenders as partners in strengthening Chinese society through development of the rule of law. The United States and Germany, the statement said, also continue to call for the immediate release of Wang Guangchang, who has been held in detention and denied access to independent legal counsel for over 2 years. Nothing subverts a state more than injustice and repression. The rights of the people of China to express dissent should be respected.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.